Hi everybody, welcome to another episode of Trading Conversations, and I'm your host Philip Teo. You are here, my friend, because you believe that profitable trading is one of the most efficient ways to attain financial freedom and can be achieved as long as you are willing to put in the hard work to develop your trading competency. Our goal with this show is to introduce you to the traders who have dug through the trenches and emerged at the other end. From the sharing of their trading stories, strategies, workflow, and best practices, I hope to help you shorten your learning curve as you embark on your journey towards trading mastery. The upcoming interview you will be listening to is part of the online trading summit that we organized and hosted previously. Possibly Asia's first virtual trading conference, I invited more than 32 global trading experts to share their trading knowledge with more than 25,000 traders from around the world. So sit back and enjoy. Welcome back to Online Trading Summit. Our next speaker is Brahmesh Bhandari, a trader, educator, analyst, and author who has been persistently sharing his insights on risk management strategies and edge development through the hugely popular blog Brahmesh Tech Analysis. In this video, Brahmesh elaborated on the numerous trading psychological issues that most traders are burdened with before offering his actionable suggestions on how to overcome them. Trading psychology is one of the most important components of long-term profitable trading. So let's head in to see what kind of advice Brahmesh has for us. All right, hi Brahmesh, good day to you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you, Philip?
Very nice, very nice. I'm so honored to have you on this online trading summit. And I'm very sure whatever that you have to share today with the participants will be really, really valuable to them. So before we actually get into the topic that you want to share with the audience today about trading psychology, I think it would be really nice and interesting for you to quickly share with us, including myself. How do you actually get started in trading and technical analysis in the first place? And how did it evolve to what you have been doing today with your blog? Maybe can you just quickly share with us about this, how your background and your experiences?
Yeah. So basically, I'm Brahmesh, and I have been trading in Indian markets for more than a decade now. And it all started during my college days. So, you know, my father used to do trading, and, you know, that was right 2003-04 type of years where, you know, the Indian bull market was just starting in India per se. So he used to do a lot of investing. He has done a lot of time. So, you know, I was not so inclined on the investing side. I was more inclined towards the trading side. So I started observing his shares. I started observing certain patterns, which happens over a period of time, day in, day out. So with this, my interest in technical analysis, you know, started evolving. And over a period of time, you know, we, you know, 2006, 2007 was the, you know, mother of all bull runs. But till current year, we had a very big rallies. We made, you know, a lot of good money. There was everything you were buying. You were, you know, just making money on that. Yeah. So that was a bull frenzy. So then what happened? 2008, the big crash came. All the investments, you know, they went for a toss, you know, people were just losing money like anything. So over a period of time, when I started from fundamental analysis, then I thought, okay, fundamental is good, but you know, you should have you know where to enter a stock, but where should you exit the stock? That is the main criteria for trading or investing both. And for that, you know, fundamentals will not help you. I personally didn't feel so much comfortable with fundamental analysis. So that is why my interest in technical analysis started evolving. And then I started working on patterns. Then I started working on harmonic patterns. Then over a period of time, around 2009, 2010, I got interested in GAN. And that is where now almost from last 8 years, I've been, you know, using his methodologies, and it's a very evolving thing there. So it's very complicated, but over a period of time, I find my edge in that particular strategy, in that GAN's methodologies. I basically focus more on the time part rather than price part now, because that is the hidden dimensions. And if you can focus on the time, you know, your trading becomes quite easy. So that is how, and I have been trading mostly in index and stocks. I generally don't trade much in commodities.
I see. And right now you have this very, very popular blog on technical analysis, and not just technical analysis, but in trading in general. So how were you inspired to actually start this blog? And were you in any kind of wildest dream expect that this blog would be so popular now?
So basically it all started, you know, I'll just give you how it started. I wanted to learn something. I didn't find a proper source for that. You know, whatever is there in books, you know, I generally feel if just by reading books you can make money, you know, everybody would have been making money in the market. But that's the sad part is that is not the case. So the thing is, I wanted someone to teach me, but I didn't get. I took a lot of, you know, big hits during 2008. But over a period of time, if I want to learn something, I have to develop a lot of things on my own. I have to, you know, go through the learning curve of losing trades and then understanding, yes, these are the major problems I'm facing. So I personally, I felt that we need a mentor. And unfortunately, in India, I was not able to get a proper mentor. So that is where I started developing the skills on myself. And over a period of time, I know if new persons are coming in market and they want to make their life a bit, if I can make a life little bit simple for these people, yes, you have to go through this learning curve. But instead of losing, you know, big amount of money, if you start learning from a small amount of money, you know, it gives you more confidence because everybody don't have that kind of leverage that they can get a lot of money and again rebuild their account. So on that basis, I started. And another thing was, you know, at that time when the Google frenzy just started in the, and particularly in India, so everybody was searching their names. I also thought, oh, if somebody searched my name, something big should come up. So, you know, on that basis, these all started. But the major concept which I thought, like, others should not face the problem which I faced. So if I can guide even a few set of persons in making their journey a little bit easy, it will make my life worth it. So that's the basic.
All right. So, Brahmesh, before we start, it's very interesting because when I first invited you to join this and participate in this online trading summit, you actually very quickly decided that you want to talk about trading psychology. I find it very interesting. Maybe before you start sharing with us about trading psychology, can you just maybe share why is this the topic that you want to talk about today to the summit participants?
Sure. The reason for that is, as per my understanding in market for more than a decade, I firmly believe that 15% belongs to risk management, 15% belongs to your trading strategy, and remaining 70% is how mentally strong you are. The reason for that is, you know, when markets are running one side, like you are in a boom market, the markets are trending every day, they're going up, or they're going down. It's very easy to make money. It's not, I mean, you know, trading is the only profession in the world you can be right 50% of the time, right? So if you just hit a buy button, you're in bull market, you will make money. That is what happened in 2007. You know, markets around the world were just going high. Or you can say the last year, 2017, it was a very, you know, it was a trending, but it was very less volatile. But when the markets goes in sideways, that is where the real mental strength is checked. You know, when markets are chopping you, when markets are frequently hitting your stop losses. So most of the traders who are quite new to the markets, they will think that my strategy has stopped working. It's not like the strategy is not working. The markets are, you know, just not willing to give you money. And at this point of time, if you are having a strong mental strength and you focus on, yes, I'll stick to my strategy, let the market come in the right tone and I'll start making money. So getting the strength, mental strength to be in the market, getting the mental strength to accept your losses, getting the mental strength to work on your profits, to, you know, to increase your profits over a period of time. That is where psychology and the same thing, I mean, you know, sports psychology is more prevalent in mostly in Western countries as compared to trading psychology. And most of the people who are giving lectures and who are a professional sports psychologist, they do very good in trading psychology because the same thing, the markets and sports are the same thing. And at the heat of the moment, you have to be in control of yourself. You just don't have to give to the market. Okay. You know, you take a very big position and you burst your trading account. So that is why I feel that psychology plays a very, very crucial role for a success of any trader in the market.
I see. So basically you feel that this is really one part that maybe most traders are lacking, and that's the reason why they were not able to be successful. And I think that's very generous of you to want to talk about this topic. So I shall hand over the stage to you right now. So go on and just share with us whatever you know and experience about trading psychology that will help the participants become better traders. All right, so over to you, Brahmesh.
So this is my presentation, Understanding the Trading Psychology. So what is a psychology? So for me, to be a successful trader, your intellect and emotions must work as team, you know? So the, I mean, as I can give the example of this iceberg, you know, the icebergs look so strong on the top, but the real strength lies in the bottom, right? So even a Titanic can be sunk by a small iceberg. So that is where, that is the same analogy which I give to the trading psychology. So what is the biggest biggest piece of a trading puzzle? It's a trading psychology. This is what I just explained to you. Like 50% is system, 50% is risk management, and 70% is psychology. But most of the traders, they will focus on, I want a new system. I want a new trading system. I want to learn market profile. I want to learn GAN methodologies, XYZ. So many things people are working on, but nobody focus on the things which you can control, which is you can control yourself. And that is where psychology plays a very, very important role in trading. So what is the trading psychology? So trading psychology refers to all human impulses that have an effect on the market. So markets just run by supply and demand concepts. And, you know, at the end of the day, the psychology, the how much discipline you are when you are in profit and how much discipline you are when you are in losses, these plays the most important role in trading. Self-mastery and emotional control are key to achieve the consistency in trading. Similarly, in sports, why Roger Federer or Novak Djokovic, they are so, you know, those so famous tennis player. The only reason for that is at the heat of the moment, they are able to control themselves. They don't let their opponent to get over them. And this is what most of what you do while when you are trading take place within your own mind. So trading is a part of your own mind, and that is where psychology plays such an important role. So trading psychology is the perception change that you go through once you are actively in the market and trading on your own money. This is a very important point, trading on your own money. Most of the people, most of the traders who are trading on their own money, when your money is at the line and when you see your account coming down 10%, 20% or increasing 10, 20, 30%, that is where you start getting overexcited. You start, when you are making money, you know, you start feeling overconfident. Yes, market is the one thing which is in my favor. You know, I can, you know, what kind of raise people get in, you know, in a year, even here you can make in one day. So people start feeling overconfident. And once you start feeling overconfident, that is the, you know, that is the recipe for a disaster in market, right? So, you know, this is the story for most of the traders, which have started trading in the market. When you started trading, you know, probably beginner circle will start playing in play. You would make very good amount of money, probably the money which you can make in 1 year in your salary. You probably, I have seen many people, they are making that in 1 or 2 months. That is the peak end of bull market, you know, where everything is rising. And once things start falling, when you see your account dwindling 10, 20, 30%, you don't know how to react. Because you have made so much money, you start losing 10%, 20%, you don't know how to react. And that is where you are not in control of your account, the market is in control of your account. And I'll give you a very important analogy, which I learned from, you know, basically we had two world wars. So what is the most important thing most of the people focus in world war is, you know, you have to focus on protecting yourself, you know, and loss inversion. Like if I have my own food, the most important three important things which we need is food, shelter, and clothes to live. So if somebody comes and take it away, what is the first thing which comes to your mind? No, I need to get it back. And the same analogy, and this is in our genes, it has been from the ages from which the, you know, human life has evolved. So what has happened when market takes your money? So loss avoidance kicks within you. So you don't want to give your money back to the market. You know, oh, market has taken my money, I have to get that money. And that you get into the revenge trading mode. And that is where if you have control of yourself, because market is quite powerful. You, as a person, as an individual trader, you are nothing, because you are fighting with hundreds and lakhs of people. You are fighting with institutional traders, and you are fighting with the, you know, these HFT algorithms. They are all there to take a bite of your money. Right, you have to protect against themselves, and that is where you need to understand that if I can control at the heat of the moment, when I'm in losing, I exit in minimum loss, and when am I making money, I make I make a decent money, I put a trailing stop losses. So at this heat of the moment, if you can control these things, then automatically your trading will obviously go to the next level. But to reach to these levels, you need to first understand yourself, and that is where I'll focus more on how certain exercises and what you can do over a period of time so that you can improve on your psychological part. You can control the things which you are in your control. You cannot control the market, but as an individual, I can control myself. I can control my trading decisions. I can stop being an impulsive trader. You know, even when market is not willing to pay me money, I can even stop trading, right? So those are the things, if we control, then automatically you will take your trading to the next level. So what are the problems which most of the traders face? I hope most of the people who are listening here, and personally, I have also gone through these problems. I'll just quickly go through them. You cut your winning trade short, even though you know the trade setup is solid. You are full confident on your trading strategy. You are full confident on your trading setup. But the trade goes, you know, just, 1 or 2% up. Your target is 5%, but you just cut it short. You think, oh no, market will reverse, what I will do. I might lose this profit also. So this is again, it's basically a loss aversion in profit. So you fail to pull the trigger. You had a perfect trade setup. You started the day, you know, okay, this is my entry price. And this is the entry price market is giving me. Market is giving me an opportunity to enter the trade. But unfortunately, when the trade is going, you can see the trade going in your favor, up, 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 up. Everything is happening as per what you have thought. But unfortunately, you failed to pull the trigger. You let your losing trades run, hoping that they will reverse. And this happens, you know. Always remember, market will always give you at least one or two chances to get out of that loss. All the people who are listening here, go back to your trading journal and see. The trades which have caused you maximum losses, most of the time, market will give you one or two opportunities that you can exit the trade at least at break even and minimum loss. But our ego comes in play. How I can lose money? And this is where, you know, you let your losing trades run and eventually you end up, you know, that if you go back to your trading account, I have personally observed with myself and the people who I'm given training, it is just 20% of the trade which caused 80% of the losses. So our aim is to control those 20% of the trades. If you have control over them, obviously, your losses will come down. If your losses comes down, then obviously you will have money in your trading account and you can grow your trading account over a period of time. Another important thing which I've seen is you add to your losing positions. You know, the market has come down, a particular stock has come down drastically. What do you think? Oh, how far it can go? It cannot go below that. This stock is having very sound fundamentals. You know, so many things are so good. The markets are looking good. I think these stocks cannot go more. Let me add more to the losing position. And this is where the compounding works on the, you know, parameting works are very good on the winning side. And then the losing side, if you start averaging, that is the biggest blunder a trader can do. And this is what I personally see. Once you enter a trade, you should have an entry, exit and stop losses. And once you have defined it, just stop trading. Once you have defined it, just execute that plan. No need of averaging, at least to the losers. Yes, winners. That is part of your trading strategy that you can do a parameting. Become more aggressive after losing money. This is what happens with most of the traders. Nobody wants to lose. That is in our genes. It is from the day the human generation has evolved. You don't want to lose money. And the market, a person who is comfortable in losing money, he will come into the top 5% who can make money on a consistent basis. You need to be, market always pay you when you are uncomfortable. Market will never pay you when you are in a comfortable position. And uncomfort, discomfort will come when you can get rid of a losing position. Nobody wants to lose money, but this is the key to your success, that you have to cut down your losses. To unplanned trades when market suddenly moves. This generally happens on news-based events. You have news-based events, you know, election results, monetary policies, or when the result seasons will come. So a lot of companies will declare their results. Some companies, you know, if you have observed over a period of time, some companies who are very good, who have declared a very good result, the stock tanks. And there's some companies who have given the worst results, the stock rallies. So you never know how the market will react. So never do any kind of unplanned trades. All the amateur traders listening to me, I will say, try to avoid news-based events. If you think that there is a news for any market, any stock, you can just stop trading because your account is very small. And the kind of whipsaws or the kind of volatility you can see, you can, you know, just burst your account. So never take unplanned trades. It's everything looks good on the hindsight, but the real picture will come when you dive into the sea, right? So I always suggest never take unplanned trades, and new traders make sure that when there is a news-based event, try to avoid any kind of trading. Stop trading, so reduce your positions after a loss. Yes, this also happens. You know, it's a good thing per se if your account size is small, but if your account size is big and you have not taken a big hit, I will never suggest anyone to stop trading. But start trading on a smaller quantities to build your confidence. Trade greater positions, then prudent money management practice will advise. Now, in the advent of technology, with the advent of traders, most of the traders, especially in forex markets, you are getting 1:50, 60, 100% leverage. Now it is good per se. Then you think that a $1,000 account, I can take positions what 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, depending on your broker. But what happens if the trade is going in your favor? Everything is well and good. But once the trade starts going against you, this is where the major problem will start coming. Because a normal compounding thing, if you lose 10% of your capital to recover, you just need 11%. But if you lose 50% of your capital to recover that, you need 100%, right? And this is where the greater position size without risk management, without money management, that leads to a bigger, I mean, that is where most of the retail traders who don't have knowledge, who just go by the thing like, this guy is providing me 10 times, 20 times leverage. The general life expectancy of a retail trader is not more than 3 to 6 months if we continue doing these kind of trades. Yes. Held trades longer than they should have been, you know, looking for a home run. So you took a trade, you make, you know, you make a decent amount of money, 1%, 2%, but you think, no, I want a 5% or 10%, or I just want to hit a home run. Now you hold on to a trade, and mostly what will happen, a profitable transition, because your you know, your goal was to make a bigger amount of money. What happens? You end up losing the whole amount, or you let a profitable trade turn into a loss making trades, and that loss making trades, the loss becomes bigger if you don't cut down to it. Fail to take a perfectly sound setup because the last two trades were loser. Yes, this will happen. You know, the last two trades, you lost money on the same setup, but you have backtested it. You have full confidence on it, but still you fail to take a trade, and that trade would have wiped off all your losses and would have brought you in profit. But you fail to pull the trigger because last two trades were in loss. So that is basically hindsight bias. We'll discuss that. And after a day of big profit, you become overconfident and you think, yes, I have cracked the key to the market. And then what happens eventually, the very next day, whatever money you have made is lost, and even you lose your trading account. These are the basic problems with most of the traders. With I personally faced these problems when I was doing my trading, and over a period of time, you know, I have developed some things which I'll be sharing with you all, you guys, so which will help you out to overcome these things and make sure these mistakes are not repeated again over a period of time during your trading journey. So now this is the statistics which have been proved over a period of time. 95% of the traders lose money. It is a very hard hitting fact, but this is what it is. 95% of the traders lose money. Why they lose money? I mean, I have seen people who have studied from the biggest prestigious universities in the world, very good doctors, you know, very good lawyers. They are high on EQ. They are high education. They have good startup capital. They have good experience. They are ambitious, but eventually they lose out money. They are doing very well in their profession, but when it comes to trading, you know, they just lose out money. So that is where, you know, the term has come. Their trading is just for gambling. It's pure gambling. The thing is, most of the people don't understand the basic of trading. Like for if you want to become a doctor, if you want to become a lawyer, you know, you will study for so many years to get the big name in the industry. But when it comes to trading, you think, I have a good capital and I've studied, so I'll become a good trader. When you come to the trading, you have to again start from the basic. You need to learn the basics of money management, risk management. But if you have a good capital, you can give good leverage, and that is where, you know, you don't know in and out when the things goes against you, and then you end up being busting your account. And that is where everybody says that trading is just for gamblers. It's not like that. It is a mathematical game. It is a game of probability, but you have to work on it as you have worked in your other professions in your life. So how to now can't decide. So basically, why you are not able to pull the trigger. So the basic problem which most of the traders face is, I mean, should I enter the trade? Shouldn't I enter the trade? You know, why I'm not able to put the trigger even when I'm right? The basic reasoning behind this is basically you don't have confidence on the strategy. And that confidence is not there because you have not backtested that strategy. Suppose you want to become a surgeon. Nobody will directly take you to the operation theater and you start, doing the surgery of a person. You will go step by step. The same thing involves in trading. You know, you have to take one step at a time. You have to, you know, first learn your trading strategy, learn about yourself. What is the goal you want to make? Goal is something which I always say that most of the traders should have. You know, a goal can be on a daily basis, weekly basis, on a monthly basis. Goal should not be just on the profitable side. It should also be on the loss making side. My account is of suppose $100,000 USD. So what is the loss I can take on my account on a daily basis? What is the loss I can take on a weekly basis? What is the loss I can take on a monthly basis? That will make sure that I don't burst my trading account in few trades, right? Suppose I've lost 2% on my capital, and my daily weekly limit is 2%. I will just ask the person to just stop trading, take a break, see what is going wrong, and then come again back next week. Because what happens is, when you are losing money, the only thing which works in your brain is, I want to recover my money ASAP. And for that you start, and you are not in the right sense. Even if you see in your normal life, you had some altercation with some person and you want to concentrate on your job, you won't be able to do that. The same thing involves, say you have lost money, you're not in the proper sense. What I say, take a break, get comfortable with yourself again, and again move ahead in the market. And similarly, you should have a goal on the profit side also. Why that is required? That will tell you that you know when to stop trading when you start making a good money, right? Because most of the people I have, I've interacted with, and it has happened with me also, that I make a good amount of money. Then what happens? You don't know when to exit, and then you end up losing even bigger, right? So this you can take. Second thing is, you can't take losses. You know, losses, as I told you, loss avoidance is part and parcel of the trading, and losses is a part and parcel of trading. You should get comfortable of losses. But most of the people who have come to the market, they are the toppers in their in their profession. They have been topper in the university, so they haven't taken loss, or they haven't taken some losses in their studies, or they have come second and third. So they always want to take a win in their favor. Now when it comes to the market, because as I told you are fighting with the people, it's a financial jungle. I always say market is a financial jungle, and it is survival for fittest. So if I want to survive in jungle, I need to develop some skill set within myself if I want to be a good trader. But most of the people, without developing the skill set, they jump into the market. And then what happens? The people who are more experienced than you, they take their money, and then you cannot digest that fact. And that is where, you don't know how to react to the market. And that is where you start busting your trading account. This is the risk of ruin, which I was talking in the previous slide. And this is what I want. I keep this particular thing on my trading desk every day. So I know that I have to control my losses. If you see, if I lose 10%, recovering is very easy. If I lose 50%, I have to recover 100% on my capital. So if I have to make sure that my losses don't cross 10% at any particular point of time, and if it is crossing, I just have to stop trading. It might happen, like even after hitting a 10 or 12% loss, the market reverses and recover all your losses. But this will not happen every point of time. You know, as I told you, you have to control those 20% losing trade, because you don't know, a 10% loss can increase to 20%, 30%, 40%. You would have seen many of the stocks will just dive like this. You know, they will go 10, 20% and they will just bump up. But once it breaks 20, 30%, maybe it just continue going down, down, down. You keep averaging and you keep losing money. You know, so make sure that this risk of ruin, you always keep in mind that you have to control your losses, because it is easy to recover. If you lose 50%, it is almost impossible to recover your money. And that is where you end up being a speculator instead of a professional trader. If you keep your losses in control, you are in control of yourself. You have money in your account. Because what is most important thing as a human being, for me, oxygen is the most important thing to live. Similarly, as a trader, the most important thing for me is not my trading strategy, not my risk management. If I don't have money in my account, and if I have all these things, you know, you cannot even do a proper trade. So your foremost thing is to protect your capital. Once capital protection is, and capital protection will happen when you have a risk management, you have money management, you are in control of yourself, you are having a proper mental setup, a mental mind and body setup to go ahead and fight the institutions in the market, the big traders in the market, so that you can take their money, not give your money to them. Yes, this is a problem which I feel most of the traders here listening to me would have gone through. You make 5 winning trades, you make good amount of money, and one loss, you wipe off everything, right? And you know, many moderate wins and one giant loss. This is what I've been, again, risk of ruin plays a very crucial role. So why do I lose my winning in blowout trades repeatedly? This would have been happening with you, with most of the people here, like one big loss, wipe off all your profit, then you have to again restart. But again, as I told you, if you can control those 20% of the losses, you will start, you know, getting rid of these particular things. Loss aversion. So what is loss aversion? Loss aversion promotes irrational actions of cutting trades prematurely and holding on to a losing trades. Both actions done in service of avoiding losses, not for what is best to trade. I would reiterate the point, not what is best to trade. What is best to trade? Best to trade is what you have made as a plan. My plan is to enter my particular X stock at $10. I will keep a stop loss of $8 and I have a target of $13, just to give you an example. Now, the stock from $10, it goes to $11, $12. You think, no, I think that stock will not, because last time it has gone up and it has not hit the target. So I will cut my trade prematurely. This is also a loss aversion because no, you're not allowing the full potential of a trade. Like, as I told you, 20% of the loss making trades make your 80% of the losses. Similarly, 20% of the profit making trades are those big trades, which comes, once in a month or 5 to 6 trades in a year, which will make maximum profit for your account. So the goal is to survive and wait for these trades to come, these setups to come, so that you can exploit the full potential of it. So premature losses, premature profits, and even, the stock went from $10 to $8. Last time it went to $7.5 and it recovered back. So I will just move my stop loss of $8 and wait for it. 7.5 will become 6, it will become 5, 4, 3. And then if you're doing an option trade, then you lose your whole premium. So it really doesn't make sense. So loss aversion is something. So for the same very simple thing, which I would say to most of the participants, make sure first you backtest your strategy. And more importantly, before you enter a trade, you know, this is my target, this is my stop loss, and always have a dollar risk in your mind. What is a dollar risk? Suppose I can risk a 2% on my trading account, which comes to, let's suppose, $500. And for this trade, I'm getting a loss of $2. So I can just divide 500 by 2. I know, okay, 250 is the maximum loss, or 250 is the maximum quantity I can trade in this particular trade. So this position science technique will help you out to control your losses. Because what happens is you enter in, suppose, 10,000 quantity, and that loss will come so easily. So if you can control your position size, what will happen? You will be more controlled for your trades. Fear. So as soon as I open my position, the position starts going against me. So you start getting the fear. So negatively strained emotions or feeling associated with the sense of danger, real or imagined, right? So you start getting, so fear, why fear comes? If you see in your normal life, you go from your office to home, home to office, you will never have fear. Something surprisingly, something happened, that is where the fear comes. Similarly, if you're going into the trade with a full thought process that this trade can turn into loss, and if your position size is in your control, the fear emotions will not overpower you so easily. But if you have taken an unplanned trade, you have taken a trade of, let's suppose, a very big quantity. For the loss, if it comes, you just thought about the rosy picture. Okay, if the trade goes in my profit, I'll make X, I can convert my account, I can double my account overnight. But what if the trade goes against you? And that is where the fear starts coming. So if you can control your position size, then again, the fear emotions will slow and steady started coming down. But what happens is most of the people who enter the market, they think that this is my lottery. This is the place where I'll make a lot of money. So you have such an high expectations from the market that your mind doesn't allow you to trade these smaller quantities, right? And this is where, if you want to be a professional trader, if you want to be a speculator, you're free to do all these things because you won't survive in market. You will be paying money to all the professional traders. But if you want to build your career in trading, if you want to be a professional trader, most important thing you need to control is your position size, and don't expect making big money from the market in the initial stages. Over a period of time, once your capital increases, once your strategy, you have full control over yourself, automatically you will get these trades and you will start making good money. Greed, this is what I was talking about, right? So the brokers these days provide you 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% leverage. You can take, you have $100, you can take position worth 5,000. I make one tick in, a big trade, I make some 5,000 USD. So what, it's such a big deal, I cannot make these kind of money. But what if the trade goes against you? When you bust your account, then you are left with nothing, right? So greed and fear, these can be controlled when you start making your goals, which are realistic. What is more important? Having a realistic goal, you just think, okay, I'll just make, do this, do that. Trading is one of the most difficult profession in the world, and the survival rate is, as I told you, just 5% over a period of time. You want to make money consistently. You don't want to make money for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, and you're done. You want to make money on a consistent basis. And to make money on a consistent basis, you have to take trading as a profession, not as a speculative. For speculation, you can even go to Hong Kong, Macau, and you can enjoy there, but not in markets. Overconfidence. Yes, this is what happens when, as soon as you enter the market and you start making very big money. You know, last month I earned 100% profit. In the next month, I can make 1,000 profit, right? So this is typically happens when you are quite new to the market, and most of the people, they will enter the market at the fag end of the bull run, you know, where the every stock is rising and you see, all right, this stock I have bought at $10 and within 1 month it is trading at $20, you know, such a big run. So I am making 100%. So it's so easy to make money here. And then what happens? Your expectations, you make 100%, then I can make 200, 300, 400%, you know, trading is, if making money was so easy in trading, you know, most of the traders would have been the top 10 richest person on the world. But unfortunately, there is no top 10 traders. Warren Buffett, he's an investor, not a trader. So what I'm trying to highlight here is, don't have unrealistic expectations of the market. Always believe in the power of compounding. Even if you can grow your account 20, 30% a year, which is very, it's not so difficult in trading. Only thing is you have to sustain your profits and you have to keep growing that account on a consistent basis. Compounding will show your effect and you automatically the account size will increase. Hope. Hope is a painted or positive emotion associated with the expectation of meeting the needs, expectations of benefit, grace from the higher forces, entries and element. You know, hope is something, it's a great thing to do in normal life, but when it comes to trading, you should never have hope. Hope, what I define is having your prayers expected. You know, you have some prayers, you feel that, you know, they will get expected by the market, but I don't think so that happens. Hope is a biggest enemy of a trader. Be practical in market, always stick to your plan, always stick to your strategies, and, you know, never have unrealistic expectations from the market. So these are the cause of basic failures, which we have discussed. As a trader, you have fear, you have greed, you have overconfidence, you have hope. These are the four important things. If you can control them, then obviously you can take your trading to the next level. But if you cannot control these four things, unfortunately, even your 10 years, 20 years, 30 years experience in trading, you can never become a profitable trader. See, if in other professions in the world, you are a 10 years experience, people seek you with some respect because they know that you have learned something. But in trading, even if you are a 10 or 20 years experience, but you cannot control these four important things, you can never become a profitable trader. So why 95% of the people choose emotional trading? Emotions are inherent to a human being. You know, if emotions were removed from us, we won't be, nothing is left as a human being. You will just become an insomniac person. So I have to focus that emotions will never, you cannot remove emotions from the trading, but what you can do is you can control your emotions. You know, what we can, you can mindfully, you can acknowledge, yes, I am having certain problems. I have to make sure this problem, I'm having an emotion of fear. So I acknowledge, yes, I'm having fear. Now, what is the reason for that fear? Because I don't have a proper strategy. If I start working on a proper strategy, if I have a proper risk management, proper money management, proper position sizing, automatically that fear, why it is happening, will start slow and steady, starts coming down. Same thing involves here, right? So I want to get rid of emotions in my trading. Then what I have to do? I have to first acknowledge, yes, I have a problem. Then we can look for the solution. 95% of the traders feed the exchange industry. What is the, basically the brokers, you know, they always love the traders because whether they make money, they lose money. The broker will always be making money, right? So it's a very good business. But the thing is, if you want to be a good trader, then you have to focus on that. I have to control these emotions over a period of time, which will not happen overnight, but it will with due practice. Just like you cannot make a six pack or you cannot become healthy. You cannot do all the exercises one day. You have to build over it over a period of time. Same thing involves here in trade. Now, what is the basic human psychology? Why as a trader, we are so, why we have loss aversion? Why we are having fear? Why we are having greed? This is because this is all in our genes. Our society conditions people so that when they get the right answer, they know they are doing something right. And when they get the wrong answer, they are conditioned to believe they are doing something wrong. Now, put a trader here. I'm doing a trading. Everything is working as per my setup. My entry, exit, I backtested my strategy, but the trade come down and hit my stop loss. So most of the traders will think that you know, if you see things from the society perspective, you have done, the end result is you have lost money, it means you have done something wrong. But when it comes to trading, it is perfectly all right that you have a loss-making trade on a good setup. But what is more important here is you have controlled your emotions. You have controlled, you don't let that loss overpower you. You accept that, yes, this is my loss. I have to take it and I move forward to the next trade. But in our society, as you have been brought up in any, whether it is a Western culture, it's an Eastern culture, you will always be tapped or you will always be appreciated when you do something good. But when you do something wrong, you will always be discouraged or you will not get a proper appreciation. But when it comes to trading, a loss-making trade is not a bad thing to do. It is part and parcel of the trading. You have to accept that loss. You have to move forward. There's nothing wrong if you have backtested your strategy. You have backtested your strategy over a period of 100 trades, 500 trades, and out of those, at least 300 to 350 trades are profitable. This might be trade in that 150 losing trade. I'm comfortable with it because I know over a period of time, I'll make money. This psychology needs to be changed. And this is inherent to in us because from the day we are brought up, we are always appreciated for good things. And the same things we start to implement the same thing in market. And that is where the market starts, you know, busting your trading accounts. So these principles don't work in trading. The mind believes that holding on to a losing position, there is a chance that position should come back. Loss aversion. It's in our genes. If the position come back, the trader obviously make correct decisions. Therefore, he is a good trader. Very important point. I would have seen many of the traders that one loss making trade, they held on to the loser. The stock came back and went into profit. So what do you think that? I had to my losers. That is, you are feeding a wrong habit within yourself. I am holding on to my losers. I am hoping that this trade will come into profit. And it came into profit and you end up making money. But out of those sample of 10 trades, 3 trades didn't come back. And you lose 50% of your account on those trades. Then you're gone. What you're left with? Nothing. Right? So this is where we have to start feeding. So you have to accept the loss. Loss is there. I'll accept it. I will not fight against the market because market is very big. You cannot fight against the market. Conversely, when the trader, there is a winning position, they quickly take profit so that they can feel they take a correct decision. Again, as I have explained in the previous part of the presentation, that even if you cut down a winning trade, that is also you are feeding yourself a bad habit because if you do that, you will never be able to ride a position. And big money is always made when you sit onto the positions. You cannot just come in, come out, come in, come out, come in, come out. This is where I firmly believe the less you trade, the better money you will make because you will wait for the quality of a good trade to come. You will not haphazardly keep entering and exiting the trade. Yes, it will differ if some traders are day traders and they want to make, they will basically do a lot of leverage trades. But as a new trader, as an amateur trader, I will never expect anyone that you start doing a lot of trades, do some small trades. And I mean, do a quality trades and make sure that you hold on to a losing position because that will only feed your trading account. The big trades, the big profitable trades will only feed your trading account. And that will also take care of the small loss making trades. Being right and making money. There's a lot of difference. As a trader, I want to make money. I don't want to be right every point of the time, but I want to make money over a period of time. So profitable trading is based on risking winners so that they become bigger and liquidating losers quickly so that they don't become bigger. As I have been explaining, if you sit onto a profitable position, the account will grow. If you sit onto a loss-making position, the account will keep, then the risk of ruin will take into effect. Beginners cut winners so they don't turn into losers and risk losers so that they potentially turn into a winner. So a profitable trades you will cut, a loss-making trades you will hold on hoping it will come back. So that is where being right. Your main goal as a trader is not to be right, that you will have loss making trades, but your main goal is to make money and money will be made when you hold on to a winning trade, not to a losing trade. So trading goals, you can be successful at anything if you set a goal and take action. Making a goal is good, but you have to execute an action to reach to that goal, but you must acquire the knowledge to accomplish those goals. Right. So this is a very good quote. It is again on my trading desk. So you have to have a goal. You have to visualize yourself making for the bigger trades. But for that, what is more important here is have a goal on the loss making side. Like if I lose 2% on my capital, 5% on my capital, 10% on my capital, or I, if I make 10% on my trading capital, I might look, you know, come down to my position. I will try avoid taking, you know, lot many amount of trades. So goals is just like it will bound you when to trade, when not to trade, you know. And when you have very clearly explained to yourself, this is the conditions I want to trade. These are the goals. Once achieved, then I'll stop trading. Trading goal questions. So these are the questions which you can ask to yourself. What do you want to achieve? Don't make big goals. I want to make a, you know, I want to be, have, I want to have a hedge fund. I want to be a $1 billion trader. I want to be a $1 million trader. These all are good goals to have. But if you want to be $100, if you want to make a 100-story building, you have to first go to first floor, second floor, third floor. So make a goal small. Try to achieve small goals. Start developing trust and confidence on your trading skills, and then you can obviously scale out. See, it's all geometric progression. So one will become 2, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. It will just compound. But make sure if your foundation is strong, then automatically the thing, the building will be very strong. So ask to yourself, I will always suggest make first goals on a weekly basis. If you are able to achieve your weekly goals for at least 5 to 6 weeks in a row, then increase the frequency to 2 week basis, 3 week basis. Then eventually over a period of time, you will have a quarterly goals, half yearly goals, yearly goals, but that will take its own time. So that is where we suggest that first make a weekly goal, execute that, see if you are able to achieve it or not. If you're not able to achieve it, you can even reduce your goals, but don't make highly unrealistic goals, which are very difficult to achieve. Yeah. Why, what resources you have, what obstacles you see in getting your vision? Most of the traders will have those four emotions: fear, loss, greed, overconfidence. These are the obstacles. How will I overcome these obstacles? And most of the traders, if you have not made money for last 2 to 3 years, you are average or below average traders. So make sure that you understand yourself. Don't overestimate your trading abilities. Understand, yes, I'm nowhere. I have to build over it. And over a period of time, once you start achieving your goal on slow and steady basis, obviously, you are built to do the higher things. So this is a trading system which I generally focus on. So first thing is you learn a trading method. Once you learn a trading method, then you backtest that method. And I always suggest backtesting is not for 1 month, 2 months, at least backtest for 1 year. Spend a lot of time in backtesting because all kind of market scenarios will come into picture. Then you start, you open a trading account, you fund your account. Don't fund with a very large amount of money. Fund with a small amount of money and see you are able to grow over it, because in the starting your goals will also be small. Over a period of time, you see, yes, I'm making money on a consistent basis, then you can fund for a higher amount. Then what happened? You apply a trading strategy. So learning a trading strategy, backtesting it is good. But when you apply, execution always play it plays a very, very important role in trading. So what happens? You start losing money. That is again part and parcel of trading. Once you lose money, you get fearful. You need mental conditioning. Instead of losing money, you make profit as beginner's luck. Most of the traders will have. You get greedy. Then again, you need your mental conditioning. Then if you can control your emotion, this is the path which you will achieve. This part you will achieve at least when you have done at least 6 to 7,000 hours of trading. You know, if you are able to achieve before that, well and good. But in my case, it took almost 5,000 hours I have spent in front of the screen to reach me to this stage. But if you are again fearful, you blow your account. And most of the traders, as I told you, they told that trading is a pure speculation. It is not worth it to trade. And you just close your account and you think trading is not my cup of tea. So mind of an amateur trader, which most of the traders here must be having. So we have two minds. One is conscious mind, one is unconscious mind. You mostly trade based on unconscious mind when you are a new trader. Your unconscious mind is the driving force because you want to make a lot of money. You want to, you know, buy a lot of fancy things. So you think trading is the easiest profession because I can compound your money so easily. And you watch chart, you just, you know, enter, exit, you keep doing, you keep trying new things. You do so many things here and there. But unfortunately, you know, what will happen? You will not be able to be a good trader. So what you have to develop, if you want to be a professional trader, you have to develop your conscious mind. Conscious mind is the tutorials. Basically, if somebody is mentoring you, you will have some tutorials. You will have some personal experience over a period of time when you have done your own trades and when you start analyzing your trades with the goals which you have learned before. When you start analyzing your mistake, you will have these personal experiences. Yes, I am losing money because losses are a great teacher. So I always suggest most of the traders always do journaling. You know, if you don't right now with these smartphones and this technology, you can just even do an emotional trading journal. Like what kind of emotions you are facing when you place a trade. So these personal experiences are very, very important because they feed you. These are the things which I've done wrong. And if I can correct it, obviously, I can take my trading to the next level. Right. So this is the mind of an amateur trader. If you want to be a good trader, you have to focus on your conscious mind. And if you want to be move to a profitable trader, the first step is pay attention to your body signal. You know, so what is the body signal? Suppose you have done a trade, you're fearing fear. So what will happen? Your hands will start sweating. You will start feeling some gulp in your, you know, in your throat. You will have butterflies in your stomach. You know, you will not be able to concentrate. So your heart rate will keep increasing. These are the basic things which you will, when you have fear or when you have greed in your this thing. So this is a biological feedback. That is why I told you, start writing emotional journal also. Most of the traders focus on writing, after the trade is over, what I've done, what I've not done. But if you start writing this emotional journal, so what will happen? Okay, these are the emotions are happening when I am taking the unplanned trades. When I'm taking a trade which is not based on certain strategies, which is just based on a pure emotional trade. So these biofeedback, when you start seeing these kind of symptoms, what is the best thing to do? Stop your trading terminal, just go out of it. Just go out of the trading room, go for a walk, make your mind comfortable, and then come back again. So this is a mindfulness technique which we generally use. Emotional journaling will play a very crucial role to take your trading to the next step. Suppose you are a profitable trader, but you want to go for the next big thing. So that is where, if you can control emotional journal. Okay. So basically, I'm not saying that you can control these emotions. What I'm saying is, once you visualize, okay, these are the symptoms which are happening. What is the thing? I can just stop trading. So if you stop trading, what will happen? Those loss-making trades which you were going to commit, they will stop happening. Right? So once you do this, once you go for this biofeedback, then you will conditioning, you will have these changes. You can journal these changes. Okay, these are the things I need to control. And then you have to, and visualization plays a very, very important role if you want to be a good trader. I always ask all the traders, even the people who I'm mentoring it, that at least play one sport, do meditation. And before you start your trading day, just sit in silence for at least 5 to 10 minutes, visualize yourself taking trades, visualize yourself taking losses, visualize yourself taking a profitable trade, visualize yourself with the things which can happen abruptly. Like suppose you have taken a position and you are facing network connectivity. You have taken a trade and there is some news in the market and the market just tanks or just rallies. The position starts going against you abruptly. So what you will have, because in those cases is where you lose control of yourself. So if you visualize yourself, these are the things which might happen with me, and this is my course correction, then automatically you will be at very peace with yourself, that emotions, that butterfly in your stomachs will not happen. And then the move from an amateur trader to profitable trader will start happening. Check your EQ. Most of the people will talk only about IQ. I say, if you want to be a good trader, you have to focus on an emotional quotient, right? So this is the table which I follow. I'm happy while trading. I'm stressed while trading. Ask yourself every day before market opens. You know, this is what in the before 15 minutes when the trading starts. So I will ask myself these questions. Am I happy doing trading or am I stressed out? Stress can be because you're not well. You're having some other problems in your life, or, you know, the markets which you're trading is not as per your trading personality. If you're stressed, you can always stop trading. See, most of the traders, I have feel that they become addictive towards trading. You know, every day I want to take a trade. And if you want to be a profitable trader, you have to make sure every day is not meant for you. You know, if you have a goal, you have achieved your goal, you can just sit out. So that is where one of the reasons why I have started writing the blog, because I've done with my target. And then what I will do? I don't have any other things to do. So what I will do, I will just see my screen and they say, oh, let's take, this is one more opportunity, let's take it. And that opportunity end up being a big loss. So, you have made some X amount of money, you are X minus two or X minus some amount. You think, oh, no, I'll take more trades. So at least I'll come to the X amount. So I always say, don't trade every day. Trading is always trade less, trade better is the motto which I always follow. But I always say, look at this matrix. I'm happy. If you're happy, you go for that day. I'm alert and energetic. Very important. So here I would like to add you need to take care of your food habits when you start your trading. So you should be properly hydrated, and the glucose level, see, basically all the decisions which we take as a trader is dependent on the glucose in our body. And glucose depends on how good we have fed yourself and a good breakfast. Not like, you know, when most of the traders who start trading in the morning ask, you should have a very good breakfast so that your proper bodies, and I have a lot of water, so your properly body is properly hydrated. And more importantly, that the glucose levels in your body are at the optimum level, so you can take the right decision. So many times, if you go back to your loss-making trades, you will see these are the particular dates I was not feeling energetic. I was not alert enough to take care of my trading position. That led to a big loss. So food and 6 hours of sound sleep is very, very important. If suppose you have not slept at that particular point of time, you can avoid trading. I'm capable of making successful trade. You know, as a human, the easiest thing is to blame someone for our mistakes, right? So I have seen many point of time that you have done some mistakes, but you want to blame someone else. And market is the easiest. The market is operated by someone. The market is manipulated. These are the normal, you know, people will say these kind of things. But this is where you are responsible for your own trades. And if you think you're not capable of making those trades, or you blame yourself, don't trade that particular trade. I'm in control of my trading. Most of the people, you should be in control of your trading. You cannot make an impulsive decision expecting it to make money over a period of time. This might happen one time, two times, but you are in trading for a long run, just like any other profession. You just want to trade for 1 or 2 years and then leave it. It will not happen. I'm satisfied with my trading results. Very, very important point. You should be satisfied. At least there should be a level of satisfaction. If there is no satisfaction levels, then either your goals are very big, they are highly unrealistic, so you will never get satisfied. And apply it in your life. Suppose you are doing job and your boss is never satisfied with your work. Will you be interested working for him? And here, who is the boss? You are your own boss, and you are not satisfied with your own results. Either you work more hard or make your goals little bit realistic, so that at least you can pat on your back when you're doing something good. Because what happens, I've seen many traders, they make very good money, but they are not satisfied and they end up losing even bigger money. So your EQ is more important than your IQ when it comes to trading. Mind body. This is what the biofeedback which we are talking about. Start your trading sessions with these few relaxation exercises. This is what we do every day. Deep breathing. Breathe for at least 5 minutes deep breathing, so that your body is in, your mind and body are in sync. Mindfulness, mindful walking. Walk on grass, but look at your, observe yourself while you're walking, like your feet is touching the grass or you're touching the pathway which you're walking about. You're not concerned about other things. Only that particular moment you're concerned about. Your sleeping habit, 6 hours of sound sleep. It has been proved in experiments. Like, even this has happened with Navy SEALs, pilots. This has been scientific studies which have been done. If you don't have 6 hours of sleep in a day, you are trading or doing work half drunk. So make sure that you have a good sleeping habit. If suppose you don't have, you know, over a period of time, you can do yoga, meditation, or play some sports, get the sweat out of your body, get the negative energy out of the body. Obviously, you will start getting good sleep. Eating habits. If you eat a lot of junk foods, you know, nuts play such an important role in your trading. Breakfast is the most important thing in trading. The glucose level should be optimal. If you are not fed properly, the glucose levels will not be good. You will never be able to take a rational decision over a period of time. And physical aspects of your body. So that is where we say that you play a sport, so that what happens, the negative energy which you've accumulated, the stress which you've accumulated as a trader, it goes off. You start afresh the next day. So trading the subconscious mind. So that is what I was telling. So most of the amateur traders will trade, focus on the unconscious mind. But if you want to be a good trader, the conscious mind needs to be developed. So pay attention to your body signals while trading. That is where I told you to write emotional journal. So if you're feeling sweatness in your palm, you know, it is like a fit or fly. This is F2F concept. You can even Google about it. This is very important for a trader. Keep trading general, both trading general for your trades and emotional trading general with the trades. And also what your emotions were there during the trade. Very, very important point. What emotions you were going through. As I told you, as a trader, I can never control my emotions. But I can acknowledge my emotions. Yes, I'm having fearfulness. I'm having butterfly in my stomach. So the best thing to do is you either bring down your position to a comfortable level that these signals wane off. Pay special attention to your emotions when you face loss, because when you are facing a loss, you are not in a proper, your logical mind stops working. And what comes in picture is, I just want to recover my money ASAP. And this will never happen as a trader. And be aware of the negative sell stocks. You blame yourself, I'm not doing good trading and all that. I always suggest, never do negative sell stock. Always think positive in all the negative things. So what happens, the emotion, the positive emotions in our body will come up, and make sure that the next trade which we do with more confidence, and eventually market will pay you off. So this is the ABCD of a profitable trader, which I generally focus on, adapting to a change. Market will always pay money in uncomfortable positions. Everybody, you want to sit and make money. You want to, you know, I've seen many people will go to a beach and make money. You know, those kind of things are not possible for an amateur trader. You have to be very serious towards your trading. You have to keep adapting to a change. Build on your strengths. Some people are very comfortable trading intraday trades. Some people are comfortable trading high beta stocks. Some people are comfortable trading low beta stocks. Some people are comfortable trading only in positional trades. You know, so you have to build on your strengths. You cannot, you want to develop some new strengths from the scratch when you are already having some more strengths. Try to build over them. That is where you will get more success. Trading is not about, I want to do what Mr. X is doing, or Mr. My is doing. You have to build your own strengths and you have to just scale up. Cultivate creativity. Creativity plays such an important role because you have to think something different. See, market is all about reinventing yourself. Suppose there is a choppy market and you don't know how to deal with it. So that is where you can start building on those strengths and developing the best practices. So you can develop best practices for your, how to develop a subconscious mind. You can develop best practices for your trading strategy, your money management, risk management. Everything should be documented. The 15 minutes before you want to start your trading, just go through that, revise your, make sure that your conscious mind is reading through that, and make sure then automatically it will get reflected in your trading also. Want to become a better trader? Learn to understand yourself and identify your strengths. Right? What is a good trading day? A good trading day is one in which you follow your trading strategy in calm and confident manner. Make sure that at the same time you are managing your money well. When in gain or loss, this in turn will enhance your profit consistency, making you a truly successful trader who can trade for a living. So basically, this is my definition for a good trading day. You have to stick to your trading strategy. You have to be calm in a confident manner. Make sure at the same time you are managing your money well. You're not taking over leverage trade, no, you're not taking under leverage trade. You are at your optimum level, whether you are in gain or loss. Money is just a byproduct of your skill set. So never run after money. Always focus on building your skill set. If you develop your skill set over a period of time, money will come to you. But if you run after money without developing the skill set, even if you are having $1 billion fund, you are going to bust your trading accounts. So this is what I have, I wanted to share with you. And now you can ask me some questions based on the presentation. Thank you very much.
Wow. I got to give you a clap for that. That was really, really fantastic and really valuable. In spite of just a 1 hour session, I think you have touched on, personally, I felt that you have touched on the most important aspect of trading psychology, as well as surprisingly, you covered a lot about the small little steps that a trader can start taking on to get into tune to that kind of understanding their own psychology and have ways to overcome those bias and those flaws they have in their psychology. So I have just a few questions here, because I was wondering if there's any way to help myself to apply these techniques in trading psychology better. So I was just considering and thinking about like things like discretionary strategy versus systematic trading system or workflow. Do you have any thoughts about that? Maybe like if we use a systematic workflow, it might actually help us control our psychology better than trying to look at trading trades from a discretionary perspective. What's your take on that?
See, as a trader, as I use the word, creativity is very important part of trading, So, when you are a system-based trader, you're just focusing on the system signals. Then what happens when the market goes in choppy mode? You will be whipsawed quite a number of times. Right at that point of time, if you don't have control over yourself, you you might end up busting your trading account. So what I generally say is, as a good trader should be a combination of both of a system and discretionary trading. So now here, what is more important here is, if you have decided on a goal, my goal is, if I lose 2% on my capital, right, on a particular week or a month, based on your, you know, risk management and money management. So what we can focus on here is, as a system trader, there's a high probability to stick to that limit when the markets are in choppy. So that is where I always suggest a good trader can be a combination of both systematic and discretionary trading. But at the end of the day, it's an individual decision. Suppose you are more comfortable with your system and it has made money over a period of time. So then the emotions will automatically taken care by themselves, because you have a goal, you have been making money, and you have a set of rules where you know, okay, this amount of money is lost, this amount of drawdown if I'm seeing in my account, I'll just stop trading. And for a discretionary trader, again, the same rules apply. Only thing is, he is at the discretion of himself. He don't want to depend on any system. He feels, based on his intuition which you have developed, because over a period of time, once you become a pro in the market, you might feel the buying and selling. You can see, okay, this is the point where I see that my risk is quite limited and the rewards are quite huge. So a system trader can get a signal, 3-4% up generally during the market bottoms. Most of the people who are able to catch the bottoms are mostly discretionary traders. They are never a system trader, because a system trader can, never get those kind of signals.
I see. Yeah. So what you are saying is that even as a systematic trader, there will be times where your system doesn't work, and that's when your psychology will come into the picture again as well. Because
that will obviously happen. System, because see, markets are dynamic. Markets are not like that, every day. For us, every day is different. What was working yesterday may not work today. What system or what system you are following was making money yesterday doesn't mean that it will make money today also. Today it might come down and hit your stop losses. Then what you will do? You think that money that has made money yesterday, it should make money today. So if that was the case, everybody would have been millionaire, billionaire. So the thing is, markets are very dynamic. You have to be creative enough. You have to make sure that if things are not working, you stop trading, go on the sidelines, and when things start favoring you, just again enter the market.
I see. And there's this one part I was thinking about it myself as well. I mean, if I'm just starting out as a trader and I, after going through this presentation, I understand that psychology is important. So does it matter if I start trading on a slightly longer term horizon versus those short intraday trades? Does that have an impact on the kind of trading psychology as a new trader?
Yes, absolutely. It will impact whether you take a intraday trade or a swing trade. So the thing is, if you take an intraday trade, there you can enter and exit at the same point of time, right? So suppose you think I will take a longer horizon trades or a swing trade. There is a condition, or it might happen that something comes up and the markets gaps up or gap down. Even it will not allow you to enter or exit. Most of the new traders, why they are inclined towards intraday trading? Because they don't want to take overnight risk. So when it comes to swing trading, and if you're not having a proper psychology, so what happens if the stock opens against you significantly? You don't know how to react, right? You might end up, averaging that loser, or you might end up exiting that trade. You don't know how will you react. So psychology will play a better, it plays a more important role when you're carrying an overnight position, because the risk here is, those kind of black swan events happens once in a while, but if you don't know how to handle those events, you might even take a very big loss. Even the market will not give you an opportunity to exit also.
I see. Okay, cool. So are you suggesting that maybe like intraday trading or short-term trading is actually a good way to start practicing your ability to handle this kind of psychology on a more frequent basis?
No. See, the thing is, at the end of the day, what matters is your position size.
Yes.
Right? So as a personal trader, I whenever we take an overnight position, we always think, what if the market opens circuit down tomorrow, or the stock I'm taking circuit down tomorrow, can I survive that kind of loss? So if I can survive that kind of loss, then only I will take that position. So in intraday trades, what happens, most of the traders will trade on leverage, so they have a high probability of busting their account, because black swan events, and if you know how to handle it properly, so what happens, it is easy to manage those events, But in intraday trade, you take a very big leverage positions, and you don't know, the market just swings wildly against you. You have gone on the very same day. So I always suggest, as a new trader, whether you do intraday trades, positional trades, if you have an optimal positional size, you will always end up surviving the market. And if you can survive, then money will come. Because if you can survive in market for 1 year, you have developed something, you have something good within yourself in terms of money management, risk management. And it's just like in any sports, you see, no one can win a Grand Slam in the very first year. You know, Boris Baker was just one of the exceptions, but it has not happened after that. So over a period of time, you have to develop your skill sets, and, you know, over a period of time, you will make money.
Okay.
Once you survive.
I see. All right. So do you think it's important for a trader to have like a community of like-minded people so that you can continue to encourage one another, or at least to help to look and to see whether you are facing any kind of issues? Or do you think actually having being in a community actually causes more issues with your trading psychology?
It depends on what kind of people are there in the community. You know, there are some people who are there, who are always there to pull your legs. Yeah, that will be a counterintuitive. But I always suggest, as a trader, see, trading, most of the traders who want to be a full-time trader, I would take it with a pinch of salt. It's a very lonely profession, you know. So because you need to match your bandwidth to an individual trader, which will not happen. You might have a higher risk potential. The other person might have a lower risk potential. So even if it is a like-minded people, the risk management for individual traders will differ over a period of time. So that is where I suggest, you know, you have to develop your skills on your own, and you can have one or two, you can have some mentors or few friends who trust them blindly. They will be helpful. But these social medias, Twitters, Facebooks, they are, you know, even seeing television, blue channels are also very counterintuitive in trading. I will always suggest avoid all these things.
Ah, okay, good. And I remember just now you said one thing that you emphasize a lot of times, that 95% of the traders lose money, mm-hmm. and only 5% yeah. made it, right? So mm-hmm. I mean, as a new trader, for example, mm-hmm. I mean, to even have the belief that I can be that 5% in itself is actually potentially a psychology issue. So how do you allow yourself to have that kind of faith that you can be that 5% and not that 95% in the first place?
That is, your bottom line will help you out if you have made money in the past. And as a new trader, see, even if you are a new trader, you just like any profession, you join a new job or you start a new business, you cannot dream of doing big things immediately. Over a period of time, you have to develop confidence on your skills, and that skills will come the kind of hard work you put after and before market hours. I always suggest trading is not, you know, the trading hours which you have six and a half hours typically. It is what you do before the market hours and what you do after the market hours, what will define you as a trader. So over a period of time, if you have a proper risk management, proper money management, you can take care of your emotions. You have a strategy which you trust on, and eventually where the money will go. From my personal experience, I have seen most of the people who enter into the market are highly undisciplined guys. If you can discipline yourself, you have won the half battle. So there is no rocket science behind it. You have to just follow your system, keep doing the things which are making money, and obviously you will end up making big money if you sustain and survive in the market over a period of time.
I see. Wonderful. That was really a wonderful sharing, Brahmesh. So before we end off today's this session, do you have any last words for new aspiring traders wanting to become like you and to be as successful as you are? Any kind of inspiration that you might be able to provide them so that they have that determination to continue to apply what you have taught?
Yeah, there is one quote which I like, and it's again on my trading desk. So it's like this: failure is an event, not a person. An event fails, a person doesn't. So never give up. Reinvention is the name of the game. You have to keep reinventing yourself. Never say quit. Just be in the market, survive, money will come.
Wonderful. All right, so finally, Brahmesh, if any one of the summit participants want to reach out to you or to learn more from you, what is the easy way for them to get to you?
I have my Twitter handle, I have my Facebook page, and my site is always there. You can put in the comments and you can share my mail ID and even my number. I'm there on WhatsApp. You can ping me and I will be happy to assist any budding trader.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Brahmesh. It was a wonderful session, and I hope to have a chance to chat with you and maybe do a more deeper interview with you in the future. But for now, I believe that the summit participants have benefited a lot, and I wish you all the best in your coming days and in the holiday that you're going to soon, right?
I wish you
all the very best, and I hope to see you again. All right, Brahmesh.
Thank you. It was very nice interacting with you, and best of luck to everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Trading Conversations. If you'd like to access past and future episodes of this podcast, please head to traderwave.com/podcast to learn more. That's it from me for now, my friends. I'm your host, Philip Teo, and I look forward to have you joining us again in the next episode of Trading Conversations.